You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Employment Minister Michaelia Cash has gone on counter-attack after being subpoenaed to give evidence in federal court over last year's raids on Australian Workers' Union headquarters. Labelling the process a union stunt, Senator Cash says she'll challenge the subpoena to appear on August the 1st.
I will comply with the legal process and, Phil, as part of that process, I have issued instructions to the lawyers to have the subpoena set aside.
The raids stemmed from a Registered Organisations Commission investigation into a $100,000 donation from the AWU to the activist group GetUp. Senator Cash says opposition leader Bill Shorten has questions to answer over the donation because he was secretary of the union and a director of GetUp at the time. In Parliament, Mr Turnbull echoed those points.
The unions, the AWU, supported by the Honourable Member, is doing everything it can to stop the Registered Organisations Commission from finding out whether the Leader of the Opposition paid $100,000 of AWU members' money to get up without authorisation. That's what it's about.
But the opposition says the Prime Minister needs to turn his focus on his own government and sack Senator Cash. Opposition employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says the situation does not look good for the Turnbull government.
It's cover-up. It's not being accountable to the Parliament. For those reasons, the Prime Minister needs to consider the position of the Minister. If the Minister herself won't make a decision to resign, the Prime Minister should consider the position because, quite frankly, it is untenable.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has defended Senator Cash and says she should not be sacked.
Absolutely not. There are a number of ministers over many years who have been required to attend proceedings and they comply with that requirement.
The raids drew scrutiny after the media arrived at the AWU offices before police because of a tip-off from Senator Cash's media advisor, David Degaris. He later quit over the incident. Mr Degaris has also been subpoenaed, along with Fair Work Ombudsman employee Mark Lee and Registered Organisations Commission official Chris Enright. AWU National Secretary Daniel Walton says the union has long believed the raids and investigation were unlawful. Meanwhile, the opposition has also targeted Senator Cash over her failure to reappear before a Senate Estimates after a committee invited her to answer questions about the subpoena. Brendan O'Connor says the senator is trying to dodge the tough questions.
The fact is, this government is lurching from crisis to crisis. A minister refusing to answer questions in relation to the parliament, in relation to this matter. A minister who now refuses to turn up to budget estimates because she's not able to answer questions in relation to this matter.
But Senator Cash says she's not dodged anything. The minister says she was not at the hearing because she's not responsible for the portfolio held by Workplace Minister Craig Laundy. Assistant Jobs Minister Zed Cecilia, who represented Mr Laundy in the hearing, said he was not aware of the subpoena and does not manage the Employment Minister's appointments.
Well, I'm not her diary secretary.
I'm not asking you to be her diary secretary.
You seem to be. In terms of any discussions you want to have with Minister Cash, that's really a matter for you.
In December, Senator Cash was ordered to hand over emails, text messages and documents linked to raids. The federal court found the AWU had a legitimate reason to see documents from her office to determine if there were political motivations for the raids. Senator Cash will now apply to have the subpoena set aside before a June 8th case management hearing. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.